Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Donovan bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. And it'll give you one example of how to use a blog. And folks, I'm just like you. I'm a small business owner. Okay, yeah, I make my living talking and writing, but you can do this too. I mean, you just don't have to do as much as I do. That's all there is to it. I know you got other stuff to do. Just do a little bit. And as Karen Cortell Reisman is encouraging us as she joins us right now, she continues to stay with us. Karen, you have a new website. You've redone your website lately. I want you to tell us about it.
I've rebranded, and my new website is my name, KarenCortellReisman.com.
And the E is in front of the I in Reisman?
That's right. Karen Cortell Reisman,
R-E-I-S-M-A-N,
and the name of my company is still Speak for Yourself, and I'm doing absolutely the same things, but everything now is in one website.
Right.
My books, my Einstein keynote, my communication, and all of it is all about how to communicate, sell, and thrive.
And so, but you're also, the heart of your website is a blog, right?
One of the things in my website is a blog.
All right.
What I love about my new website is that it's simple, it's easy to navigate, you can see everything, and you can get to the blog very easily.
And that's good advice for everybody, small business owners, for everybody out there, when you think about your own website. Karen, let's talk about... and that's Karen Cortell with two L's, Reisman, E-I-S-M-A-N. Karen, let's talk about a small business owner.
What would they write about?
Yeah.
Write about what you do. You speak more comfortably about what you know about. You're going to write more comfortably about what you know about and what you do. So a small business owner would write about their business. Perhaps one day it will be about the best customer you've ever had, or some one day it will be about the worst customer experience you've ever had.
Right, yeah.
It can be about any aspect of your business. It can be a story of something that happened in your personal life, but it relates to your business. And you can look back on your perspective about your business and write and blog about it as well. And as I said, I was just going through our notes and I found something that we've talked about in the past that would make for a perfect blog entry. The other day I saw a past client gave me some great ideas about how to strengthen your business and keep it healthy, and so I wrote about my client and his suggestions.
Speaking of customers, Karen, you know, folks, you're talking to customers every day, and they got this issue, they got that issue. That's something that you want to blog about. You don't have to use names. You can say a customer recently talked to me about this or that, and you know, you probably wouldn't want to use names. Just talk about it in generalities. And you know, Karen, a lot of people are saying, Jim, Karen, I just can't write. I don't know how to write. I'm not good at it. I didn't like English. Blah blah blah. Folks, there are interns you can get from the local college. There are people out there you can pay. You can pay $100 to, and they'll come by once a week. You know, have them drop by on you once a week, and or have a phone conversation. Let them make some notes, and they will write this up for you, and then post it on your blog. And Karen, as you know, you can put a blog up for nothing.
Very true.
They're free.
Very true. And I would have that intern listen carefully to the owner of the blog just to get the voice right.
Right.
So let it be the blog owner's voice and not just the
personality and get that person, their personality. And but here's the thing, you get to read it when they're through, you get to read it and approve it.
Exactly. And so, you can edit it yourself, and then it doesn't have to take that long to do this stuff.
Right. You may be surprised, you may already have an employee who works for you that's a pretty good does pretty good writing.
In fact, I do. I have an associate that works for me, and she's just great to bounce things off of, and I love having her advice on what to write about. So you're absolutely right. You do have people that can help with this in your company right now.
And, Karen, these are ways to get people to connect with you. These are ways to build community. And also, when you have a blog, you need to ask, you need to tell your customers, hey, by the way, I've got a blog. I hope you'll check it out and maybe subscribe, and then you can receive, when we have a new blog post, we'll send it to you.
Right.
So that's part of the technology.
It's just one more way for us to get our faces and names in front of buyers and prospects in the community.
Right.
I fought it forever. I said, nobody wants to read one more thing. And now I realize it's great for me because I become more articulate. I go, oh, I'm going to write that story down. And then I can use it later in my presentations or with my clients.
And you know, Karen, it's like everything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
So I really challenge our listeners. Truly, I fought it for a long time, and I do not have a lot of techno savvy in my DNA. But if I can do it, really, you can do it.
And by the way, folks, the technology part is as simple as anything you'll ever do online. It's very simple. Karen, give us the website one more time. Your new website.
My new website. I'm so excited. You can get there by typing in Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Cortell, C-O-R. C-E-L-L, Weissman, R as in red, E-I-S as in Sam, M-A-N.com.
Thanks, Karen, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.